That's all right. Dick's been letting me make.
I'm going to a basketball game now. I want to see some nigger shooting some basketballs tonight.
Okay, tell me what the eighth wonder of the world is.
The eighth wonder of the world is the Astrodome down in Houston, and it's piled with a bunch of bullshit that the goddamn people in America gave. It was all public finance and the whole thing, so they called it the eighth wonder of the world. But it's the eighth wonder of the world because you paid for it.
Oh, so things that we pay for that we don't get a shit out of.
That's the eighth wonder of the world.
That's the eighth wonder of the world. Okay, in your definition.
Now you know what the eighth wonder of the world is.
Okay.
I tell you, I take you up north. I take you among the Mexicans. I take you by anybody you want to go. I tell you one thing. The attitude of some of these color people are bad. I got nothing against them. I could have just as well been black as I could have white or Jew as much as I could have been Christian. But I'm Jewish because my mom and pa were Jewish. But I tell you one thing.
Just a minute. I want to hear the one thing he's telling me.
I tell you one thing. You have no solidarity anymore towards anybody. People don't give a damn about the church. They don't give a damn about this. They don't give a damn about
you
that.
That's one thing I'm writing. I'm writing a book about solidarity, and maybe it's because it's gone.
You got
I don't
it
know.
More. Me and Pat, we
you
got
the book.
See, now here's my Patricia.
Are you Patricia? Hi.
And this is the first thing that they did when they grew up is they got their face all messed up and their hair long. And I used to keep them all trimmed up real nice. And that was the first thing they spited their father and went that route.
Yeah, well, some of them have cut it down again.
Now, that's my ornery bastard for a father, see?
That's your bastard father.
See? He comes out with
you. Yeah, look at him.
I love his looks.
He looks like Moses.
I love his looks. He's fantastic. What's this guy's name that we're talking to? Give him a yell again.
Al.
Hey, Al. Al. Al?
Yeah.
Tell me how you're raising your kids.
Well, I'd say not a very good job.
You're the pa. Okay, you tell me how you raised your kids. You raised this kid, huh,
yeah.
Al?
Yeah.
You're Al or he's Al, or you're both Al?
I'm Al.
You're Al.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of this guy that you just raised?
He's a tough one.
Yeah?
Is he doing a good job for you?
He ain't doing it for me, he's doing it for himself.
Oh, well, that's good.
I ain't got paid for 2 months, for Christ's sake. What the hell are you talking about?
He hasn't.
I know. It all goes on the books at some.
Did you say a dollar a week and all he can steal?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this guy's name?
Dennis.
Dennis.
Dennis, you're the one I wanted to ask.
Come on, Dennis, he wants to ask another question.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
I want to know how you're raising your kids.
He hasn't got any kids
I'm not
yet.
Married. How can he
I'm
raise
not
them?
Married.
You don't have any kids to speak
but
of, then, huh?
One thing
he's
is,
got a couple of kids, but he's not married.
I'll tell you one thing. The worst part about it is I think the working woman had a lot to do with it. The wars.
The conditions of the wars,
the economic condition. Women don't want to raise no more. Teachers don't want to teach. Parents don't want to raise their kids. Expect the courts to sit there and jurisdict laws and the whole bit. I tell you, it's getting to be a bunch of Mickey Mouses. Put all these crooks in.
I'll tell you the biggest problem today in America today, that people don't have no dignity or pride in their life.
I think that's got something to do with it.
They don't have no pride and dignity. And if you don't have that, you have nothing, regardless of what you say. My sister told me three things. I lost my mother when I was young. She said your heredity could never get rid of. Your environment, you can get ahead of that, huh? And you can plasticity, you can mold yourself for a better person.
See?
But not very good. This generation not very good, and our government ain't very good. And our politicians are crooked. We got a rotten country. Maybe the best in the world, but they come off from foreign countries.
In spite of everything it is, we've still got the best country in the world, really.
But you see, the Bible's written, our country will go down like every other nation in the world.
Yeah, it's...
If you believe in the Bible. And there'll be one strong nation in the world. You know who that will be?
The Jews.
That's right.
Well, it's amazing. It's, you know, you've lasted this long. You've outlasted everybody.
Well, we suffer plenty.
I know.
You know why we suffer? Because we don't live up to his laws. I give you a good teaching, but you don't listen to it. I gave you the prophets. I gave you everybody, and you wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah?
So you got stiff-necked pride, and, you know, so we suffer. We suffer, kind of.
Just a minute, let's hear the Jews.
The prayer was this month.
Just a minute, the Jews have one prayer.
They have one prayer that comes this month. When the new moon comes out and and certain holidays, they say a certain prayer. And in the prayer it says, don't trust in man, just trust in the Lord, because the man dies, he can't do you no good. I'm the boss, the Lord, you understand?
Yeah.
He said, don't trust in man, all men are liars, it says.
No trust in God.
Only trust in God, even our great prophets. Our temple was destroyed, a kind of jealousy among people. See, the Lord says, if I can forgive you, you can forgive man.
Yeah.
You got to come down, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I can insult you, but you have to go back to the man and rectify it. I'm sorry that I did it to you, you understand what I mean? The man don't feel that way, you see. What the hell teaching have you got? Let's talk common sense. All the teaching you took from the Jews. Everybody in the world took it from the Jews.
I know that.
Regardless of what you say.
I know that.
Even regardless of, there were people on earth before we were on earth, before the Jews were on earth, lots of people. But we had one man that couldn't believe it. What the hell? He said, there's a sun in the sky, a moon. It just didn't come there. Somebody made it. Eh? That's where we go from the time of Abraham, you see what I mean? He foresaw that there was somebody in the world that made all this stuff. It just didn't come accidentally, you understand?
See, that's my pa, the prophet.
Yeah.
I'm with your pa, the prophet. I think he's great.
The people that are listening to the prophet, they all predicted all this stuff. They said, if you don't behave this way, the Lord will shut you off, and he did it. That's the way we suffer.
Say, do I get to go to my basketball game tonight? Or
yeah, we'll go. Get your lettuce sold so Lord wills.
It's not bad to sell it. I wish they would pay for it.
I wouldn't pay for it. I wouldn't feel too bad.
Yeah, damn right.
And a $1,000 bouncer and a $779 bouncer, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, they'll come through.
They gotta come through.
That
there's
still around.
First veterinary truck, 60, that red one, the 61, Chevy. One,
and they drive it and plow snow with it and go out and make all kinds of money with it. And yeah, it doesn't get nothing out of it. That guy hit the nail on the head for what my kids do.
Well, I recognize that my own kids, they don't know what it's like not to have money, for instance.
Yeah.
And one of the mistakes I made, although I don't think it was, I don't know if I could have done any different, and I'm not sure it was a mistake. But when Bob left, I wanted to make things as good as they were before, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to have everything just go to pot because he'd gone. And so I kept things going, and the standard of living didn't get to go down. And they continued having it, you know, just as nice as they'd had it before, except their dad wasn't around. It was even nicer, really, because he was so hard on everybody.
Yeah.
But I had to work my ass off to bring in enough money to keep everybody going into the style of which they were accustomed. And so...
To make enough to make ends meet when mm-hmm. I was a kid. But these kids can always come home and get it. Free meal anytime they want.
Yeah, and my kids really can too. They know I'll bail them out if they need it.
There's Matt up on the roof there shoveling snow off.
Right up behind us.
He was right
oh,
up there.
Oh, I see
someplace.
A head bobbing yeah. around up there, yeah. Yeah.
The twins, and he's worked hard, and well, you got any more questions there that you want?
Yeah, tell me about calf scours.
Well, calf scours in most instances either due to overfeeding of milk to the point that they're just so much they have to get rid of it. It's associated with quite a few bacteria that live in and about the calf pens and in the barn. And if a calf's resistance is lowered, by cold and weather and moisture and things like that, and there's a bug around, why they can get calf scours and really have a problem and die.
Uh-huh.
Recently, they built what we call calf hutches, and they're a plywood box that's 4x8. It's set right out in the yard, out away from everything else, and they put a little outside yard around it, and they throw a bale of straw in there, and when the calf is born, they give them the first milk, which is real important for them to get that very first milk, because that's high in antibodies.
Of the cow.
Of the cow. And it's very important to get her first milk, because it's high in antibodies and it makes antibodies in the calf for disease.
So they shouldn't give the new calf just any cow's milk.
No,
they should give her her own mother's milk.
Very first
for the
milk.
First
right.
couple of days anyway.
Anyway, and then this calf can be put outside in this little hutch, right out in nature in the cold when it's 20 below, and that calf will survive out there if he isn't inundated with all kinds of disease and bugs and stuff that are in the old calf pen where he was, or in the pen where calves have been raised for generations. Your dad had lots of problems with calf scours down there. Most of that was management.
Yeah.
They didn't get the milk to the calf the first thing. They were too lazy or something. So they had all kinds of problems with calf scours.
I remember, that's one of my remembrances with Grandpa going out into the barn and seeing a calf in the calf barn just sort of shoot. Diarrhea all the way across the pen, and Grandpa being very concerned and saying that the herdsman should have caught that.
Right.
And going and doing something about it.
He fed them too much so that they scoured just because of too much. If the calf nurses and sucks, they have saliva, and the saliva helps break down and curd the milk. And if they drink milk so fast that it doesn't get curded in their stomach, and it gets down there and it gets warm and it sours. When it becomes sour, it becomes acid. When it becomes acid, it burns. When it burns, the intestines start moving faster and going, and the next thing you know, you got scours. And that's a mechanical scour condition. Well, then, of course, if the calf gets scouring real bad, why then it can, if there's bacteria there too, why then he gets bacteria associated with that. Well, then you got a bacterial calf scars on top of it, and then you can really have trouble.
I'm listening, but I'm also looking for something that I thought I made a note on.
Now, that guy out there, old Larry, where we were this morning, he said that the only calves they lose are the ones that were born dead. And the old man does a pretty good job of raising those calves. He gets that first milk into them no matter when they're born. And gets them up, gets milk into him. He does get an antibiotic into him. He gets a shot of vitamin into him.
Mm-hmm.
The next day he puts a calf scour tablet in him just in case they picked up some bug, and he takes them over to another little calf house where he keeps them. And he has real good luck raising them. And there's a lot of farmers can't raise any calves at all. They all just die. Mm-hmm. Or else they ship them off to the market real quick before they die.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well that gives me some ideas on scours. Then there was another one. I was out in the field once, where we all raced out there, including the vet, when the cows were just going crazy with the kind of cow disease that blinds them. Something about flies around the eyes.
Pink eye?
They were just galloping all over crazy.
The fly that transmits pink eye, or that they believe transmitted pink eye, was horn fly, but it's a special fly that doesn't win the barn, so it doesn't get sprayed and killed. It stays outside in the eaves, and then it's face fly, they call it.
Face fly.
And then it stays around their face, and this pink eye is a virus thing. And the fly, especially in the summertime when it's dry, the fly needs a drink of water, and one place to get a drink of water is out of the corner of the cow's eye. And he gets in the face and he gets up there and drinks water. Well, then when he crawls around and sticks his proboscis in there to drink the water, he transmits the virus to the eye, and they can spread it from cow to cow, the face fly can.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes a irritation on the cornea, and sometimes even a rupture of the cornea, so that the humor of the eye comes out, and the cow
goes blind.
It comes completely blind. If they catch them soon enough, lots of times before it progresses too far, why they can save the eye. But
well, as I recall, you guys, whether it was you or I think it probably was you, because it was after I was married, you were almost having to lasso these cows.
Well, we didn't have a place to handle them. Why?
You were out in the field and catching them, and then it took the strength of several hired men to sort of hold the crazed cow while you got a shot into him, or whatever it was you did to him.
Again, we used a foreign protein on him like we did on this horse. And after the condition had gotten far enough where then we used the cortisone preparation with an antibiotic injected under the lid in the eye so that it'd help heal it up. But if you can't use cortisone early in the condition because you want to have inflammation, which you already have when they get this pink eye.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a real problem, and it's hard to prevent the spreading of it.
Okay. Well, it seems to me we were talking just as we took off for that truck about cleaning cows. You still clean them, don't you?
Yeah, you asked about that.
There was some article
and there's a lot of talks. Everybody's got their own ideas about things, and some veterinarians don't clean cows. If I were to be called to clean a cow, I'd try and clean her. If it were too hard a job, I'd put an antibiotic in her, a tablet, and I would let her go for another 48 hours, and then I would go back and try again. I think the placenta should be removed, but I don't think that you should damage the cow
in removing it. Yeah.
I think you're better off not to damage him and leave it there and leave it. Now, you said they cut it off. That's not the thing to do, because if you cut it off...
It didn't say to cut it off inside. It just says where it comes out from the vagina. Then you sort of cut it clean so it isn't hanging all down.
Well, that's dirty to have that old thing hanging all down. But unless it stays in the cervix, unless that cleaning stays through the cervix will close. You can put a tampon in the cervix or something like that and keep the cervix open for a long period of time. In fact, mm-hmm. that's one way to cause an abortion in a woman is to dilate the cervix and just put a tampon in it. And in a short time, a tampon or type of thing, a
mm-hmm.
string through there, so the cervix will stay open a short time. The fetus will die and they'll abort in early pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
That and using saline, you can take a mare and do a saline flush and dilate her cervix and flush not normal saline, but a concentrated type of saline in there, and then the fetus will absorb that salt, and it'll blow up and die, and they'll abort.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as long as that cleaning lays in the cervix, she's having a time finding out. We never got the snow plowed back. It belongs clear back to those trees, but there was so much here that
mm-hmm.
you couldn't get it back. She's having the problem getting turned around. But as long as that cleaning stays in there, now if you cut that off, that cleaning might drop clear back in the uterus and pull all the dirt and filth that is on it back in. So
or the weight
I sure
of having it hang out
that.
Seems to me a better idea.
Right, right, I think so.
Yeah.
But it's filthy having it hang out there when you're milking the cow and having her around the barn and everything, but I think that's a mistake to say that. But, like I said, on Milk Fever, there's all kinds of new ideas and people coming out with new ideas and new things on. And things. The reason the cows don't clean is because they have an infection from the previous pregnancy that existed around in the uterus, around the placenta, and that's why the placenta didn't detach, is because it was infected in its attachment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when cows were bred, if they were treated with an antibiotic after they were bred, so that the sperm goes through the uterus and up the tube, and then you treat the cow with an antibiotic to kill any bacteria in the uterus and make it sterile. And then when the ovum come down fertilized and implanted, there wouldn't be infection there, and you'd be less likely to have all these problems with cow cleanings and so on and having weak calves born.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of infection in cows because they don't clean and because there's infection in there, and they really do have a problem.
Well, maybe that's enough. I was going to ask you about Bang's disease and things like that, too, but...
Well, that isn't a problem now.
That's not a problem now.
No,
now that, my father knows some about that with the vaccination and all that, so I can probably get that from him.
Right now, we've got a free state. They'll find a herd once in a while that somebody will transport from Illinois or out of the country, and you'll have a couple of bad ones. And,
mm-hmm. and that's the abortion disease, isn't it?
Right, that's abortion disease or undulant fever in humans.
Okay, let's see, I've got that on the tape, if I don't go ahead and erase it. Okay, well, then I'd say the only other thing would be if you think up any time, if you remember any anecdotes concerning WJ or Ron,
okay.
I'd be glad to know them, and maybe I could come and ride with you another day, but probably not right away.
I can give you a call.
And I'll try writing up some of this stuff. I'm concerned in case I missed that, in case I redid that one tape, because there was one story on there that you told, I'm pretty sure, about your father. And I thought, hey, I could turn that around and have it WJ, which would give me, because I said it's the sort of thing WJ would say and do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go home and listen to these tapes and see if I can find that and be sure I didn't lose a tape there. I just maybe misnumbered them. It makes me mad.
Well,
I could have been
as you do all this, write these questions down, and if you want to sometime, why, just give me a jingle and say you've got some questions, and maybe we can get together and over a sandwich or something and talk about this.
Okay.
So some evening or something and talk about this, and then if things come up that I know will be interesting, why, I thought about doing some dehorning for you today. I've got some I should do, but these are going to be in a barn and it'd be kind of messy, and I'd almost sooner see it done with the chute. Now my chute sits right back there.
Yeah.
Right next to the garage, and it's all snowed in, so I haven't done anything with this winter. Normally I'd have all kinds of cows done by now, but everything has just been setting still.
Well, I'll be back. I'm going to take off for a while, but what I'm just...
Are you going back?